voice. I would now like to formally begin today's call and introduce the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Please go ahead.
Shana Tova. It is my honor to welcome Jewish leaders, rabbis, and friends to this call as we approach the High Holy Days, and it really is my honor. We've been working very, very hard, and as you know, we've done more for Israel than I suspect any other president. I don't think it's close with all of the different things we've done and obviously we have to also talk about Iran and that equation because breaking the Iran deal was so important, Jerusalem so important, all of the things we've done, and it's an honor to have done them. In recent months, the world has endured a once-in-a-century pandemic. We're quickly developing a vaccine. We should have it very, very soon. Great companies, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, they're all great companies. They're very close. But we'll be defeating the virus. The next year will be one of the greatest years in the history of our country economically. You're seeing the numbers, the way they're coming out. It's been really incredible. We just got new numbers on manufacturing, and their record-setting numbers just came out. We also have a cause for great celebration. We've achieved a monumental breakthrough for Israel, for the Middle East, and for the cause of peace. You saw that yesterday. It's in the front page of every paper, and in every case, it's really considered to be an amazing thing. Yesterday, I was honored to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with representatives from the United Arab Emirates and the Kingdom of Bahrain, at the White House to sign a very historic agreement. It was a magnificent day at the White House. Everything from the weather to the spirit. Through the Abraham Accords, Israel and Arab nations are normalizing relationships, setting aside old conflicts and old and very vicious conflicts, frankly, and forging new ties based on shared interests and mutual respect. So we signed the two countries, but we have many other countries wanting to do it, and I think they will be doing it rather rapidly. It's moving along really well, and we'll be having others announced in the fairly near future. For nearly 4 years, my administration has strengthened the bonds of friendship between the United States and Israel. I would say that there's never been a better time than right now for the relationship with Israel. I recognize the true capital of Israel and moved the United States Embassy to Jerusalem. I recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which was going on for 52 years, and nobody could get it done, no other president, and I got it done very quick. And we withdrew from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal and took out the bloodthirsty terrorist Qasem Soleimani. We are confronting anti-Semitism on college campuses, and we did that with an executive order, aside from other things. And we also appointed a new special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, Ilan Carr, who has really been fantastic, and he's on the call with us today. We're deeply honored to be joined on the call by Holocaust survivors, great, great people. I meet them along the campaign trail often, and they are fantastic people. They've endured unimaginable evil and persecution, yet they've seen so much, and they look at the world so positively, and we're so proud of them. But we will eradicate the vile hatred of anti-Semitism. We've come a long way in 3.5 years. For thousands of years, the Jewish people have faced violence and oppression, but they've persevered, triumphed, and blessed the world. They really have. They've been a blessing to the world. During this time of the year, Jewish communities often remember the words of the book of Psalms, that the Lord's faithfulness continues for all generations. Today we thank Almighty God for his infinite goodness and for the renewed hope of this peace and for all of the good things that have happened to Israel. Under this administration, we have been extremely pro-Israel beyond what any other administration has ever been. We have a ways to go because the Democrats in Congress are going a different route, frankly, and if you look at Omar, if you look at AOC plus three, if you look at all of these people, Talib, these are people that are trying to get the Congress to go their way, and in many cases, they're very successful. It's shocking. If you look at it now compared to 10 years ago, it's taken a turn. The Democrats in Congress have taken a turn, and they have the majority. I think we're going to win back the majority. I feel confident Kevin McCarthy is very pro-Israel, but Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, it's not even Pelosi. It's that she has no choice because she's being led by the radical left. But today we thank Almighty God for all that's happened and all that's happened so successfully. And I'd like to ask Jared Kushner, who has really been fantastic, and I'd like to thank him. I'd like to, if he'd like to say a few words, that would be great. But after Jared speaks, Rabbi Marvin Heyer and Arthur Stark will get on, and they'll say a few words and ask questions. We'd love to hear from them, both highly respected. But I'd like to ask now Jared Kushner, who has been an unbelievable leader for Israel. He's really been a leader for Israel, a fantastic young man. He happens to be my son-in-law, but these are minor details. But a fantastic young man, and he loves Israel. So he's going to say, here he is.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for all the great efforts you've made on behalf of America, on behalf of Israel, and on behalf of the Jewish people. I can honestly say that there's been no greater president for the Jewish people in history than Donald Trump, and I'm very proud of the work he's done and very appreciative. All the things that I learned about growing up and that I were taught were important are things that President Trump has fought for and been successful for. Politicians promise a lot of things, but President Trump accomplishes a lot of things. And I just want to say to all of you to wish you a happy and a healthy new year. My great-grandmother, when she was alive, Olga Shalom, used to say, every year for the blessing on Rosh Hashanah, may your table continue to grow. That's what she would tell my parents. And what we did yesterday at the White House, we had a big table afterwards with lunch where we had Israelis and Arabs, you know, former enemies now as allies and friends. And my prayer for this coming year is for health and happiness for everyone. But may we could go to our table and invite more people to join the cause of peace. Thank you very much. Now I think I'll turn it over to Rabbi Heyer, who will be asking a question of the president.
Mr. President, last year, during the economic conference, I had the privilege to be grass nurses the first time in 1948 at a synagogue in Bahrain, a nation on the doorstep of Iran's Ayatollah. That would have been impossible without your leadership of forging peace between Arabs and Jews, for which you deserve Nobel Peace Prize. My question is, going forward, how can Jewish leaders help you expand the list of peacemaking nations in the Arab and Muslim world, and which countries you believe are likely to follow the UAE and Bahrain?
So the big point that I make on that, and thank you very much, Rabbi, is that your support is critical. We need all the support we can get. As you know, there's a lot of opposition. There's even opposition to the great deal we made yesterday for Israel, and I think for the other countries also. Got to be a two-way street. But we need your support. Other countries are coming in. We've already started negotiating with other countries, and frankly, getting UAE in particular, into the deal, because Mohammed is so respected as a leader. He's a warrior, and he's a leader. And it's very powerful, very rich, very everything. And having him as being the first one was, I think, a very big step, because he is so respected, and he's got all of the attributes that you want. So I think I can tell you from personal knowledge that we are doing very well with other countries. We're dealing with at least five, and I've spoken with the King of Saudi Arabia. I think that he's going to come along at the right time when I really ask him. I didn't want to do that quite yet, but I think that he's a friend of mine. He's a great gentleman, and we had a long talk, and I think he'll be, he wants to see things happen correctly. And I think he'll be there at the right time. So I think we've made tremendous progress, and you'll be seeing other names in the very near future. And I have to say this, whatever you can do in terms of November 3rd is going to be very important, because if we don't win, Israel is in big trouble. This other side, you're going to lose Congress, you're going to probably lose the Senate. If we, you know, as I go, so go the senators to a large extent. I mean, I'm amazed at the coattails. But if we don't win, you know, certain races are going to be lost. You lose control of the Senate. and you're going to lose control of Israel. Israel will never be the same. I don't know if it can recover from that. What really amazes me, and I have to tell you, because I saw a poll that in the last election, I got 25% of the Jewish vote. And I said, here I have a son-in-law and a daughter who are Jewish. I have beautiful grandchildren that are Jewish. I have all of these incredible achievements. Now, in all fairness, that was a vote before I did, but I said I was going to do all these things. And actually, I did more than I said, far more than I said for Israel. We never talked about many, many different things that of things that I did. But I'm amazed that it seems to be almost automatically a Democrat vote. President Obama is the worst president, I would say, by far, that Israel has ever had in the United States, that Israel has ever had. What he did with the Iran deal, and I remember Bibi coming over and begging him to a point of humiliation that please don't do the Iran deal. He did it. I broke it, but he did it. And yet the Democrats get 75%, sort of like a habit. It's automatic. I hope you can do better with that. I hope you can explain to people what's going on. We have to get more support from the Jewish people for Israel. Now, in Israel, as Bibi says, you could be elected prime minister immediately, okay? Very popular, I guess the most popular person. And that's good. But I'm running for president of the United States. So we have to be able to hopefully do well on November 3rd. And I hope you can get everybody out there. Otherwise, everything that we've done, I think, could come undone. And we wouldn't like that. Arthur Stark, would you say a few words, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. And thank you for your steadfast and historic support for strong U.S.-Israel relationship, demonstrated by many things, including your moving the embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Israel's sovereignty on high, all your efforts of Iran, and now breaking down the barriers to greater acceptance for Israel within the Arab and Muslim world. It was a thrill and an honor to attend yesterday and to see you at the ceremony. So my question, Mr. President, is how will your administration plan to respond to continuing threats to Iran, Turkey, and their support for their terrorist organizations, Hamas and Hezbollah?
Well, I think, Arthur, by doing very much just, you know, what I've been doing. I've been hitting Iran very hard. We've been, I'm actually very friendly with Erdogan. I have a very good relationship, and I think that helps a lot. But we have been hitting them very hard with respect to not only Israel and not only philosophy and what the thought process is, but I've been hitting them very hard with respect to the kind of things that we're talking about today. And, you know, Iran, the biggest thing I did, you know, I can talk all about Golan Heights, I can talk all about Jerusalem. The biggest thing I did for Israel was breaking the Iran deal. That was a disaster for Israel. And we have Israel very much in mind. I mean, we're in the Middle East because of Israel, if you think about it. We also give $4 billion a month, I believe it is, approximately. It's the largest number that we give. Let's see, I'll tell you again. A year. We're giving over $4 billion a year to Israel, and that's the largest number. I have the chart here. Yep, that's the largest number by far that we give to any. I think it's $4.2 billion. We give that on a yearly basis to Israel. That's the largest number we give to any other country. So I think we do a lot, Arthur, and we're going to continue to do a lot, and we're going to actually have to do more, and it's becoming crunch time. This is really a time that's very important in the life of Israel and the safety of Israel, and we will do a great job. If the other side gets in, all bets are off. I think it'll be a whole different story. I think it'll be exactly the opposite. So with that, I'd like to just thank everybody for being on the call. I have tremendous respect on behalf of Jared, myself, and Avi, and all of the people that have worked so hard. We really appreciate you. We love your country also, and thank you very much.
Thank you all for joining us today. Again, this call was off the record. The call has concluded, and you may now disconnect.